Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Huntsville Friends Show, everyone. Tonight's a special show. Tonight's show is actually it's brought to you by me, and I'm introducing Jeff Candy Entertainment, who has many, many artists and has a party coming up January 17th on a Saturday, so at the Esplanade Hotel. I have my first guest, a beautiful, talented young lady. I would love for you guys. My board couldn't work tonight, I guess because of the Wi-Fi and all the rain. So I must tell you, we're going to play your music. You're going to hear it from afar, but it's going to be real close and say, yo, who's that? Who's Dominique? And I'm actually going to post her pictures up on my Facebook so you can actually view her picture and see who she is and listen to her voice, listen to her speak, and hear some of her music. Dominique, welcome to the Huntsville Friends Show.
Thank you for having me. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I was skimming through your bio, and you're just a remarkable woman.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you were brought here by a remarkable woman. Yeah, your mom in the house is also your manager.
Yes, over there.
A shout out to her.
All right. Hi, nice to meet you.
So, tell me about yourself. Like, how did this all become in your music?
Well, I started singing at the age of 6. Mm-hmm. By the age of 10, I knew I wanted to do this professionally. That's when I attended the Choir Academy of Harlem, which is a performing arts school.
Mm-hmm.
There is where I really learned my craft, you know, vocal class every day, music theory every day. I traveled with the Performing Girls Choir of Harlem. I toured with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, music is my life, basically. Yeah.
You know what I noticed? And we also got Boogie here. Boogie's co-hosting tonight. We're actually at the candy shop. That's what I call it. Hey, what's up, Boogie?
Hey, how's everybody doing? Happy New Year. And we are blessed to be graced the stage with this young lady, Dominique. I'm so excited to want to hear from her tonight.
Exactly.
I noticed a lot of people start with gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows that you always got to go to the Lord first.
That was where my first started also. My first time I ever, besides the family, the first time I ever sung in front of what in my church.
In your church? And do you remember that?
I sure do. I was about 6 years old. Yeah, I was about 6 years old in church, and I was like, all right, I think I can really do it.
That you can do it?
Yeah.
Now, in singing gospel, was it hard for you to cross over to the other side with your music?
Well, gospel is just something I go to church like every Sunday, so I was there. I never wanted to do gospel per se in my regular class life. I always was an R&B child.
Right.
Always. Like, okay. I grew up very close to my grandmother, my nan, and my grandparents.
What kind of music did they play?
Oh, of course, Soul, Temptations, a lot of Patti LaBelle. I actually sung backup for Patti LaBelle before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah, a lot of that. And I grew up loving Stephanie Mills. Like, loving. I don't know.
Really?
We had the cassette tape because I'm a 90s baby.
Right.
We had the cassette tape, and I couldn't wait to be home alone because I would just go off in my grandmother's mirror by myself.
With Stephanie Mills?
Exactly.
I was not a Stephanie Mills fan.
Yeah.
I always thought, I'm like, she scared me. Because she was short. I'm queer.
Well,
you're not that short.
I'm not four.
No, she's short.
She's like 4'11".
Like, I'm tall. You know, I'm
tall.
So it was like always like, ooh.
And then she did the Wizard of Oz. I think that's probably really what crossed it with me.
She just was in the too. That voice is so good. That
voice
is still there.
Still
everything.
It?
Oh, everything. She was just there. So, yeah.
So take me, you know, take me down the road with you. Like, just give me a scenario. Like, not scenario. Just give me, like, the whole thing in the short version of the whole thing.
Because I got to tell you, I'm loving the fact that I'm interviewing you and you're looking me in the eyes. That's sincerity. That's big. Yeah, that's big because I interview people and a lot of people look over here and look over there and I'm like, hey, you know, you look at me.
I guess you got to work on it, but sometimes it can be new.
Probably, but that's nice.
That's something that you brought up.
Tell me, like, okay, how did you get started besides church and then what
else? Well, actually, after, you know, I auditioned for the Choir Academy of Harlem. Obviously, I attended that school and I graduated. I'm an alumni from there. I used to be part of a girl group. Mm-hmm. Two of my best friends at the time who also attended the Choir Academy of Harlem.
Right.
And so that's when I really started, you know, thinking I could do this professionally. But the two girls I was with, they didn't want it as much as I did. So eventually we broke up, you know, girls group and stuff like that.
Right.
But, they didn't want to work. They didn't want to rehearse. Oh, I got to go to my cousin's birthday party. I'm like, we got to rehearse for a show.
They were on the same,
but
they didn't have the same work ethic.
They weren't
as hungry.
Exactly. That's the one. Yeah. And I cried. I was little at the time. And I cried. My mother was like, I'll never forget that time. She told me, I was sitting on the couch, and she told me, you know what, that's it. I mean, God is telling you, you got to be solo. You really want this and do it for yourself. And ever since then, I've been doing it for myself. So that's me and my mommy rocking out. You and your mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have other siblings? Yes, I have two brothers and I have a sister.
Are they
beautiful? No, not really. My sister, actually, she's going to school for fashion design in Berkeley. So, so I'm going to be wearing her clothes.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
So where do you get this from? Because I know a little earlier you said you got it from mom. But
probably the dancing and the music, I would have to say, from my mother. My creativeness in me is from my mother. Not to say that daddy, my father's not creative.
You get
everything from your mother. I'm just saying, like, my father's getting a lot of stuff from me. My mother used to tap dance, you know. She's getting it. So I know I really get the talent from her, you know. So
tell me.
People say, which is available now on iTunes, Amazon, and CDBabies.com. It's simply about a girl in a relationship, and it's a strong love. But she has a lot of people on the outside telling her, oh, you don't need to be with this guy. He's no good for you. You could do so much better. Meanwhile, they don't even know what's going on in their relationship because they're on the outside looking in.
Wow.
She's not paying them any mind because at the end of the day, is what I said, she already knows they're on the outside looking in. They don't know what's really going on in their relationship. So it's a strong love, and it's going to stay in touch of time, and she's going to prove them wrong and all that. So that's basically
it. And you wrote that?
Yeah, I write on my
phone. What inspired you?
Actually, sometimes when I write, it could be my imagination running wild.
Right.
And other times it's personal, and then sometimes it could be like from a close friend or whatever.
Right.
Okay.
That inspires you. Right.
That inspired me to write this song. I have no idea where I came up with this song. I can't even tell you honestly.
Would you ever? And I asked some artists, but would you ever write a song about yourself?
I have.
Yeah.
I had one of my first songs was like, and I was like 16. It was like Puppy Love. It was about my first boyfriend. I really had. And I used to write stuff like a grown woman when I was little. So my mother used to be like, what the fuck am I in this song?
Helping out a little bit?
Oh, I'm sure I can give you a little something.
Okay.
I can give you a little faith. Okay. Now that we happen to be a brand new light I can't see. Never thought you'd be a special part of me. No, baby. The reasons are because of you. I can go on and make it through. I can't even take my mind off loving you. And I wanna say I never knew there was love like this before. Never had someone to show me a love like this before.
All right. Beautiful. The voice. What do you call it? Triple threat.
Dancing,
mm-hmm. Voice. Well, I'm calling it the other way. Beautiful outside, thank beautiful you. Inside, and beautiful voice.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes. God bless you. And I just want to give your mom a shout out. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you. I love your mother. She talks food.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Boogie?
That's my girl over there. Shout out to you for having a beautiful daughter. I would like to welcome you to the show anytime. You can either co-host with me. We always talk about having a show where, like American Idol, where we have a panel, and we can, you know, we always talk about that, right? We should do that. Oh, and the Danagram, yeah. We always think of the crazy things to do. But I have Bike Week coming up in Myrtle Beach. We could talk about that. I'm mm-hmm. showcasing a lot of artists and come out and perform.
And
I like to invite you to my Black Blessing, which is in May, can come out and perform. But I'm just wanting to hear your voice.
And I wear a sexy outfit like you, like you being on that bike.
What's sexy
I
mean. Outfit?
I saw it. I got loose up first. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I could just wear my sexy outfit and take pictures in front of the bike.
There you go.
You could be a poser.
We got a lot of poses.
We got people that pose in front of bikes and say that they're riders and their bike never moves. There
you go.
I bet you some of the music.
Okay.
All right. And this is called To People Say. This is hot.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, you heard it right here at the Hunter and Friends show. You've heard Dominique. People say you can come out and see this young lady belt out those vocals you just heard that made my hairs on my arm stand up. Martin Luther King weekend celebration, again, at the Esplanade Hotel, brought to you by Doug Oliver and Craig Brown and the Just Candy Entertainment. And that's January 17th at the Esplanade Hotel at 95 South Broadway in White Plains. We want to give a shout-out to anybody?
Yeah, shout-out to Just Candy Entertainment. And make sure y'all come see your girls Saturday, January 17th. And we're going to have a good time. You know, we got T-Ski, Peter Wayne, Lyle, DJ, Bootsy, Glee. We're going to be doing it. We're going to be popping. Like, it's going to be popping. Just come through. Shout out to Doug Oliver and Craig Brown for having me on the show. Thank them so much.
You're welcome.
Thank bless you. You're welcome. You know, come hang out with the bikers. I don't know if your mom approves, but we'll take care of you. God bless you. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. All right, get home safe. We got Peter Wayne in the house here at the Hunter and Friends show. As I said, just now you just heard from Dominique, that beautiful voice. Come over here, Peter.
Peter, the talented man. That show is going to be rocking, Boogie.
Oh, yes, it is.
I mean, look at the, we got the talent in the house that's going to be there. So, you know, guys, get your $15. You say
$15. $15. There you go.
It's $15 in advance and more at the door. So if you want to get your $15 tickets, I suggest you call ahead of time, Candy Entertainment.
Yeah. And then also, I just want to say something to Dominique. Please stay in touch with us because we want to follow your career. You have my card, and we want to – you have it, right? We just want to hear more about you and – if you have a Facebook page, fan page,
give us Instagram is at Dominique Janae, that's DominiqueJenay. Facebook is Dominique Janae. Other Facebook is Dominique J. Thomas. Make sure you check your girl out on Facebook and on IG.
All right. Thank you. God bless you. All right. Peter Wayne.
Huh?
Phone number. Oh, the phone number to Jeff Candy Entertainment to get those tickets is 914-774-2723. God, I did that without glasses. Huh?
Sure.
And then,
how much is good?
Hold on. Okay, the shop number to get your tickets in advance would be 914-358-1876. Again, that's 914-358-1876, Creation Salon.
No.
I have Peter Wayne up in it.
Huh?
I know, yes. Okay. Anyway, Peter Wayne, how are you? Welcome to the Hunter Front Show.
Shout out to Craig Brown, Entertainment, Just Candy, the legendary Peter Wayne's in the building, B. You understand?
Tell me how this all got started really quick, the beginning, just the beginning of it.
I can't even know it.
The beginning of how all this, the singing got started.
We got to go back to the days of growing up in Harlem, 6 years old, singing in church, singing for God Bless His Soul, Governor Cuomo, who just passed away, for a program called AIDS, Park Center, Jan Johnson, Randy Richardson. Those people that believed in me in the beginning, Fred Douglas,
mm-hmm.
different people who believed in me and my talent.
Wow, they believed in you, and
look how
far you've come. Eventually, for those of you who don't know him, you need to really Google this brother. You really need to know who he is. He's been on the Apollo. He's sung with Whitney Houston. I mean, this is a long list of names to go down. We don't have all night, basically.
We don't, but I want to play some of his music. And the song we're playing now, let's see. Hold on. No.
Y'all might want to make your way to the dance floor on this one. Oh, man, I'm ready. Will Trash, baby, the voice of the city.
The world is waiting for me.
Bang this in your whips, I'm bringing the groove back. Too much leaning on the wall, I'm bringing the cool back. Quick work, feel good, hit the floor, all good. Don't stop, break a heel, just slide across the wood. Ladies, let's go. Fellas, join in, just ask for a dance. And now, how you win? See me? I got something for the world to do, like fun out. So go on and touch your shoes. Right now, a few rules I need y'all to learn. I'm already turned up, so now it's y'all turn. Follow me, you know how we do in the club. Help yourself, show me some love.
Tell me about
collaboration with Bush City. There's a lot of shows all over.
How long did it go? So, I mean, how long did it take?
Please talk to him, Otis.
Feel mighty fine.
Show y'all how we do this, man.
I got music on my radio.
Dynamic duo. I don't care. Come on out, everybody. You got that ticket information. Come on out in the Hunter and Friends.
I'm going to cheese out of my time. It's just being taken over me and everything. I'm sorry.
Is it a distraction?
It was.
Yo, he's funny. I'm sorry.
That was like a real, like, a real, you know. This is our third interview for 2022. I'm glad that.
Thank you.
Yeah, number three.
Third time lucky.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to be cheated out of my time.
I am. You don't want to be cheated out of your time.
To add to what you were saying about the Apollo.
Right.
I won four times on television.
Right.
To add to what you were saying about Whitney Houston, I'm on the My Love Is Your Love album.
Right.
I'm on that album, and got a lot of things coming to me with that. And like you said, the list goes on and on. People that I've been opening up for: Melissa Morgan, Joe, Freddie Jackson, Gladys Knight, R. Kelly. The list goes on. I can't high five intro. But for real.
Wow.
Christopher Williams.
I'll be sure.
Evelyn Champagne King.
Wow.
The Intruders. Both Manhattans. I then opened up for a lot of heavy hitters.
You just said your time. Your time.
It's a blessing. I won't say it's a time frame on it. Just understand that when you work hard and you put God before you, no man can be against you. No one can stop the plan that God has for you. So for those who don't want to see me climb, I'm sorry. I'm going to continue climbing, and I hate it for you that you don't want to see real soul music out there, because it's a market for me. And from here, and shout out to all the different people who are playing my music all over, you know, this radio station, Heaven Friend Show, London Radio, major radio stations. You know, this is what we do. And we're not playing with it. I don't know about anybody else that comes up here. They gotta stop playing with this beat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm letting y'all know, stop playing with this. Some of y'all music be sound like y'all made it in the hallway.
He's funny. The hallway
to
the bathroom.
Bathroom, hallway. Your music be sounding all amazing. Like, really. And I'm not knocking it. Maybe that's how you want your music to sound, but I'm versatile. I would sing, let me learn some Spanish music. I'll sing that too. that's sad with y'all. Some of your artists, they stuck in just one genre. They think what they're doing now is music. And if you ask them about soul legends like Wilson Pickett or Otis Redding, they go, who? Do your homework, son. Do your homework, girl. Really. I don't respect no artists who don't know the history. And I said that on the Hunter and Friends show. Let me repeat that. Let's quote this again and Google it. Peter Wayne said on January 3rd, 2015, I do not respect any artist who doesn't know the history. And with that being said and done, I got to roll out. I love y'all. I will be back up here again.
Will you come back?
I will come back. And I can't wait to Biker Week. We're going to
okay.
rock down there.
You coming down to Myrtle?
We're going to set that show up.
Okay.
Let's stop. See, we got to stop talking about it and let's do it.
Oh, I'm about it. I'm going to be there. I don't know about y'all.
Okay.
But I'm going to be there.
Let's pop and let's make it pop.
All right. If it's
a budget and Kentucky Fried Chicken, we there.
Come on.
Extra crispy origin.
I hear that.
A lot of press.
Well, thank you for being on the show, and we will continue to play your music on the Hunter and Son show. Thank you for sharing with us. And again, we'll see you on.
My information card.
Yeah.
See, they try to shortchange me.
No, we're not.
But contact me. You can contact me, Peter Wayne. That's PETAWANE. Peter Wayne EX page on my Facebook. That's my fan page. IG, PETAWANE. Twitter, PETAWANE. All of them. Just put that name, man. Because a lot of y'all be fronting. I'm sorry. I got to keep it real. I'm not playing games no more. And if it's going to cost me my life to tell a lie, I'm not going to lie to y'all. Step your game up, this music, because music right now is not, I don't know what y'all doing, but we got, Peter Wayne got some soul music coming for y'all, and it's crazy. Last of the Soul Singers, please, Google me. I'm not cocky. I'm black.
You want to give a shout-out to anybody?
Shout-out to everybody. Leave it, yeah. Jeff Candy, Craig, Doug, my peoples, Chris Powell, Les Boogie, all the promoters that ever booked me. And then for those that didn't book me, you keep booking the same people. Go ahead. Keep booking the same people. Keep on booking the same. That's why I'm up here right now on the Heather and Friends show.
Heather, it's Hunter.
What you got?
I'm thinking porn.
Everybody thinks porn. Everybody. He called me Heather. I have my friend.
I'm up here on the
Not Heather Hunter.
I'm up here on the Hunter Friends show. I'm sorry.
Heather's on the wedding.
And that was the thing I was taking pictures. But real talk, the Hunter and Friends show, I'm up here now, like I said. And I want y'all to, so I can put this on my page, you all keep booking the same people. I'm sorry. I got cats like Doug, Craig, and Just Candy. We doing big things. Les Boogie, all these people. And I can't forget Catch the Beat. I'm shouting these people out because these people are giving me constant work, and I be opening up for different artists. All these other people that want to keep playing games and don't want to book Peter Wayne, I'm not mad at you. These checks clear over here.
Mm.
Say that again.
All day.
Yo, them checks be clear, right?
All day.
All right. Okay.
Thank you for being on the show.
No bouncing checks. That's fine.
That's fine. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you. Thanks for being on the show. It was great. Come back, okay? All right, awesome. You know it.
Thank you. Talk to you guys.
Let's go. We got to talk. Craig Brown here. I'm one of the promoters.
Yeah,
okay. What you guys got going on?
A lot.
And how did you, it just seems like you got all your artists lined up. You're moving 2015. Tell me what's going on.
Well, you know, we here, you know, doing the do. You know, we out here
putting great concerts
putting soul,
together, man.
Putting concerts together for people. You know, we want to bring back, you know, some of, you know, these artists that was pretty hot back in the 80s, 90s, 2000s.
Oh, my God.
Just, you know, get them out here.
I got to say this. Cause
and give it back to the people.
Indeed.
And you guys need to come on out to White Plains.
Yeah.
On January 17th at the Espionage Hotel.
Yeah.
And come check out my man Peter Wayne, Alicia Myers. You know, we got Doug Oliver from Craig Brown Entertainment.
Sure.
Along with
Just
Candy.
Candy.
Just Candy.
Just Candy.
Like,
checks clear. What's the checks clear, right?
As Peter Wayne said, checks clear, and we just want to have a good time and make sure everybody else has, you know.
I'm getting the deposit tonight. That's why I said the checks clear.
Want to give a shout out to anybody?
Well, you know, hey, once again, give a shout out to all the people out there. Come on out and enjoy yourself on January 17th at the Espionage Hotel in White Plains.
We can't forget Chris Powell, because it wasn't for Chris Powell.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have met Doug and Craig, because Chris is my representation.
Okay.
Sometimes when he went
out. Yeah, this is a lot of shout out.
What about you?
I'm Jeff Kane Entertainment CEO,
that's
president. Just want to say thank you for coming out to the Hunter and Friends show. January 17th, Saturday, Martin Luther King weekend. It's a bigger thing than thinking. It's not only the celebration we're doing for the civil rights leaders, but also the celebration of music, beautiful music, old school music. And we're trying to bring the old school back to a certain extent.
We're not trying, we're doing it.
We are. Excuse my music phrase, but we are bringing it back.
We're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing that. Let me rephrase myself. We are doing it. If you missed this show, the 17th, you know, I don't know what you're doing, but you're going to miss a great show.
They're going to be the same old promoters doing what they always do.
Hey, you know, we're trying to do the right thing. Hope you guys come out. Tickets only $15. You can't go wrong. Can't beat that.
That's what you're spending McDonald's.
All day. And, you know what I'm saying? Open bar. Nice joint. It'll be really nice. It'll be great. DJ,
world famous Lucy B.
Lucy B and Super C going to be there.
Oh, my God, that's going to be a wrap.
It's going to be a night. Bring your dancing shoes, real. It's going to be off the chain.
Let them know where we are and this beautiful place.
Right now, we have the creation going on Day Spa in White Plains, 200 Hamilton Avenue in White Plains. Remember that. There's also an office of Just Candy as well. Creation Salon Day Spa is a beautiful spa. Nails, feet, back. You have a hot tub in here if you really want to get it in. Truly.
He's on that
hot tub if you want to get it in. So, come on in. We open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 6. And the regular, you know, Mr. Candace, Malibu Burnett does what she does. Hope to see you guys the 17th. And thank you, Heather, for coming out.
Hunter! Joe, I kid you not. But I will even speak to the lady herself. Invite him down here, Keith. Come on.
Hey, what's going on? What's the deal? We had Creation Chess on Facebook. My name is Candace. How are you, Hunter?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm doing good. I'm here in your beautiful spa. I got to come back here. Especially now I'm looking a hot mess from this rain. So I got to come back here. I seen what you did up front. And, I mean, just a matter of time, you just knocked it out. And she was
Thank
just looking
you.
Beautiful.
Thank you. You know what I did? I did a micro braiding with weave technique.
Uh-huh.
And it took me about 2 hours. And she's a very satisfied client.
Wow.
And I'm really looking forward to more clients.
Absolutely.
What I do. And I'm great
exactly.
at what I do.
You are.
You know what I mean?
That's a blessing. What a talent.
An estimated time factor because I do not like my clients to, like, you know, sit around and stuff
right.
like that. They
you want to keep them going.
They tell me what they want, uh-huh. tell me what they need, and I really try to execute it.
to the fullest. You know what I mean? Well, you did a great job.
Oh, yeah, and I'm very
And it was really it. Beautiful. It was really beautiful. So I invite all my biker girls down. Pretty soon we're going to have Ladies Night here, and we're going to have a special event coming up for Valentine's Day. You can come down and get beautified and have a great drink and bring your spouse and just make it a together thing. What do you think?
I'm very excited about that. That would be just like a wonderful, wonderful thing. Like I said, it's my passion. I'm in the business of helping women feel good about themselves and just creating the image that they're looking for.
And a lot of ladies need that because we, you know, we get in relationships and we get comfortable. And we need to just keep up and maintain. You know what I'm saying? Let the
Absolutely.
Men look like this.
Absolutely. Come to me with a slogan that I'm going to
okay.
tell everyone.
Uh-huh.
If your hair is not becoming to you,
uh-huh.
then you should be coming to
you. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know that? I try my best.
I like that. Well, thank you, Candace. And I have a special guest in the house. You wanted to say hello on the Hunter Purchase?
Good evening, everybody. This is Lady Chaos from the Automobile Club of Born Smash, representing Yonkers, New York, Westchester County. How's everybody tonight?
Hey, we're great. We're great. I'm glad to be down here, and I'm happy to meet you. And I hope you come out to my event. I have a bike lesson that's coming up. That's in May. We always do that before we go to Bike Week. So I would like to keep in touch and, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, and our people from our world, our circuit world, will be listening to this show. Do you want to give a shout-out to anybody?
I want to give out a shout-out to my founder, A.B., from On Smash, the Bronx AC Club. He's the founder of this organization, and he's doing a hell of a job, and he's got a lot of members worldwide.
Right, awesome. Well, Luke, you want to give a shout-out to anybody before we go?
Yeah, I want to just give a shout out to Candy Entertainment. I've known Candace a long time, and she's the best at what she does. From weaves to perms to dreadlocks, you name it. This young woman
has do it.
A success in the community and a success internationally. I'm sure everyone across the world knows who Candy is.
Come on down. Come on down.
Not playing. Get that
hit done. Well, I want to give a special shout-out to Candace here and to also Just Candy Entertainment. I want to give a shout-out to God, the Lord above, for everything. Without him, I would be nowhere. I wouldn't even be here. I want to give a special shout-out to Yamaha, to the Wheel Sports Center. Shout-out to you, Frankie, frankieyamaha.com. Come on down. Mention Hunter. You get 10 to 15% off on any bike. And I just wanted to give a shout-out to all of you who spent the holiday alone. You were not alone. You were with God. And we just need to all recognize that and know that we're never alone. But we're always loved. I want to give a shout-out to Chop, the living legend, my girl who said she was hanging up her coat from a new breed MC in Mount Vernon. She usually calls in to do the Chop report, and she couldn't. She didn't because we did this special kind of show. And I just want to
give a shout-out to the Wheel of Soul in Yonkers and also the Distinctive Riders, KK.
fabulous.
And I would give a shout out to my boy Nando, who's up in Harlem recuperating after his bike accident. Shout out to Lost Boys. Shout out to Wicked MC. Shout out to all you guys out there. Hood, shout out. Just shout out to everyone, man. Like I said, God bless you. Happy New Year. And thank you for listening to the show.
Hey, that's Susan. That's Paula. Yeah, folks, it's coming up to you.